Hello everyone, Economic Ninja here. We're gonna talk about a fire that just started, actually burned a little while ago at a food processing plant. The reason why I'm going to cover this story is because I started covering food processing plant fires that were happening under very suspicious circumstances. A lot of them happened 2 years ago, all together, within about a week of each other, 2 weeks of each other. This processing plant fire is very abnormal. We're gonna read a portion of the report written by the fire chief in regards to what the crews saw coming on scene. The reason why I report on it, because I am concerned that malicious fires have been set in the past to destroy our food supply, little by little. So let's dive into this story. The story comes out of KFDA 10. It says, cause of fire at peanut processing plant in Portales, New Mexico, is under investigation. According to a press release, the fire department, along with multiple other agencies, responded to a fire found in several different areas and outside the building of the plant on Monday afternoons. This happened yesterday. Officials say mutual aid was requested from Clovis Fire Department, Arch Volunteer Fire Department, Texaco Volunteer Fire Department, County Line, and a handful of other departments. There were six different fire departments, 27 units, and 34 firefighters that responded to this fire. According to officials, one person was injured and transported to Roosevelt General Hospital. The report states, and it said, I'm going to read it right here. They were talking about off-duty Portales fire personnel. This came from their press release. Upon arrival, PFD, Portales Fire Department personnel, found fire in several different areas of the commercial structure and outside of the building. The officer in charge requested Unit 803, which is an ambulance, to respond for an injured person who was treated and transported to Roosevelt General Hospital. Mutual aid was requested from Arch and Floyd Fire Departments. They go into all of the trucks and units that responded. But here's the point. This came from Timothy Chatty, the fire chief of Portales, if I have that pronounced right. When getting on scene of an emergency, especially a fire, and you see something as it's not normal to see multiple fires in and outside of a structure, especially a large structure like that, that immediately puts bells going off in your head as a firefighter. You immediately start thinking there is an arson situation here and we need to preserve the scene. All right. It's treated totally different than if it was a fire in one location, we go get knocked down. You're immediately, myself as a chief officer, I would get on scene and immediately have somebody contact dispatch to get a fire investigator going. And me as the IC, as engines are rolling in and they're doing their job, I'm snapping as many photos and video as possible, because the seat of the fire tells us a lot about the cause of the fire. However, when you have multiple fires inside and outside of a structure, that's going to be very telling. Now, quite frankly, I believe, and if you're from this area, and as a matter of fact, I bet you that some firefighters from this fire are going to be here. Let me know in the comments, but without disrupting a investigation, I believe that investigators are going to find out exactly what started this fire. And why I'm concerned is whenever we see a food processing plant fire start with, under, let's say, questionable circumstances, it's a big deal. You can see this is a massive, massive structure. Let me pull this real quick here. And it's important to note that when you come up to a large structure and you have multiple fires like that, it's not by accident. Okay? There was either an explosion that sent burning embers or flammable material, you know, flames or heat into multiple pockets of flammable material. That's very unlikely. Or you see that somebody or some people set this fire. Now, I'm only reporting this just to get this set. If there are more fires in the next coming weeks, please let me know. Comment down the videos and I'll start reporting on them, because what we want to do is paint the large picture. Is there something nefarious going on again in our nation's food manufacturing setups? And if so, we want to bring light to it. I hope you got something out of this. Thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out.